This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging an Orkney Dark Island. It's a Category 9C Scottish 80 shilling export. So this is a dark brown beer. It's nearly opaque. It's darker than most, but it's still okay. It's a clear ruby color if I hold it up to a light. It's got a moderate-sized light tan head. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. You can smell it. Wow. Very rich caramel. It's like kettle caramelization, not sort of caramel candy. Malty sweet, toffee, nutty. Caramel's pretty intense. You know, it's almost got a sort of burnt sugar character to it. It has dark fruit like plums. It sort of reminds me of a McEwen Scotch Ale, you know, minus the little bit of alcohol. And it's got that amount of malty and fruity qualities in the nose. No hops. It's a little bit earthy. The caramel and fruit are moderately strong, I'd say, higher than most examples, and you know, as they said, often similar to a stronger beer. I get like a hint of smoke, but you know, that's that part of that almost burnt sugar quality. There's not a lot for me to complain about here. That is one huge nose for, let me check the bottle, 4.6% ABV beer. You know, I'm likening it to the nose of a 8% beer. So, you know, wow. But I think the guidelines actually talk about the nose being a little bit more restrained than that. So I'm actually going to take a point off for it being over the top in the malt and esters. If it was dialed back a little, I mean, if you wave that in front of somebody, I think they'd say strong Scotch ale. Even though it doesn't have the alcohol. I mean, the malt and esters are that strong. But wow. I love it. So, the flavor. Rich kettle caramelization, initial malt, sort of malty sweet up front, but it goes dry pretty quickly. Quite fruity. It's like a dried fruit and dark stone fruit. Lightly earthy. I get almost a hint of a coffee-like flavor as part of a roast in the finish. The malt in the palate is sort of, you know, it's caramely, but it's also got multi-layered overtones, sort of like toffee and nutty. I get like a little bit of the roast in the finish only. I don't get the roast in the flavor as much, or just more of a sensation of it adding to some dryness in the finish, which is really one of the nice things about the style that you look for. You look for that big caramel flavor with a dry, lightly roasty finish. Well, the esters are moderate in strength. Not as much as I was getting in the nose. I'd say the malt intensity is medium to medium high. The bitterness is between medium and medium low. It's really a nice balance. I can't really think of anything I'd improve in that flavor, so I'm going to give it a 20. The mouthfeel, it's a medium-bodied beer, medium to medium-high carbonation. And it's really sort of too much. I find myself sort of shaking the glass to, or, you know, swirling the glass to try to knock some of the carbonation out of it so I could actually enjoy the maltiness flavor. You know, the bubbles are wiping the malt off your tongue too quickly for me. It's a bottle-conditioned beer, so, you know, it could have continued to attenuate a little in the bottle, I suppose. So I'm going to take off for the carbonation being a little high. It's very smooth, so I'll give it a 4 for mouthfeel. So overall, I got to love a beer that's almost half the strength of a strong Scotch ale, but reminds you of it. It was wonderful. The nose was a little over the top, and it was a little over carbonated, but those were the only real knocks I had. It had a great kettle caramelization character. The malty flavors, esters, were perfect. And when you combine that with a sort of dry finish with a little bit of roast, that's a superb Scottish ale. So I'm reading the back of the bottle, and it said, in cask form, this beer's twice won Camara's Champion Beer of Scotland. So, I'd say they know how to make this. So, give it a 10 for overall. Just really love that. They pack so much flavor into it. In a beer that's not any stronger than the other 80 shilling beers. So I had to sort of do a double take to see that it's a 4.6 beer. So good job, guys. That's a total score of 48 for the Orkney Dark Island. It's a category 9C Scottish export 80 shilling.